This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Michael Delamater, D like David, E L A, M like Mary, A T like Tom, E R. Date of birth 5/25/1957. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Delamater with pancreatic or with proteinuria, bilaterally small kidneys, and new finding of stage 4 pancreatic adenocarcinoma with liver metastasis. That's recently been found. He is treating with University of Michigan through the Brighton office, and the plans are to start chemotherapy. Four different agents were noted. The first was IRI, N like November, OTECA, N like November. Second is OXALI, P like Paul, LA, T like Tom, I, N like November. Third, LEUCOV. ERIN. Last is fluorouracil, FLUOROURACIL. And he will be starting chemotherapy this month. He'll be going down to Brighton to have the chemotherapy administered. The oncologist states that this is palliative care. But he feels like the patient will do well since he's generally very healthy. Symptoms prior to the diagnosis of the adenocarcinoma of the pancreas were weight loss, about 20 pounds over the last year. That actually started over the last 4 months. Also, epigastric pain, constant hunger, but inability to eat without being extremely full, and a great deal of epigastric pain. And the CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis revealed a large pancreatic mass as well as some liver areas that were very suspicious and also positive for metastasis per biopsy. The patient is in good spirits and plans to go through with the palliative chemotherapy as recommended. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He's trying to eat as much as possible in order not to lose any more weight, and actually gaining some weight if possible. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He does have newly diagnosed diabetes, most likely secondary to the pancreatic carcinoma, since he wasn't diabetic prior to the diagnosis. He's not on any medications for diabetes at this time. No edema or claudication symptoms. And medications, I want to highlight amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. The hydrochlorothiazide was discontinued. He was very dizzy and probably hypotensive, so that was discontinued by the Ann Arbor oncologist. He's feeling much better after that was stopped. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams daily, Tylenol for pain, as well as Norco for severe pain. Physical exam, weight 161 pounds. That's a 20-pound decrease since he was seen a year ago. Pulse is 70, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 72. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-3-2024. Actually, it's 10-3-2024. Creatinine 1.15, estimated GFR greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.6. Albumin is 4.7. His hemoglobin is 14.0, normal white count. Normal platelets. Urinalysis negative for blood. trace of protein is noted, and hemoglobin A1C was 7, lipase level 97. Assessment and plan, 1, proteinuria, stable, 2, bilaterally small kidneys with preserved renal function, 3, hypertension currently at goal, 4, stage 4 pancreatic adenocarcinoma with liver metastasis. We would like him to continue to have lab studies done at least every 3 months, especially when he's starting aggressive chemotherapy. He should continue to follow his low-salt, the diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.